I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with Briefing 23. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, are upset that Southwest Airlines has rejected an ad. The ad shows an x-ray of a woman with a bra and panties that say, "Be proud of your body scan. Go vegan." PETA has criticized Southwest for rejecting the ad because of the image, suggesting they did so because their corporate headquarters, Dallas, is the heart of beef country. Personally, I'll have to side with Southwest on this. That said, I'm not sure if this ad would influence me if I were on the fence about becoming a vegan. Anyone? Austrian Airlines will resume service from Vienna to Mumbai on October 31st, a route they discontinued in March of 2009. Service will be 5 times weekly. The carrier will also add an extra weekly flight to Delhi this winter. Air Canada launched non-stop service from Canada's capital, Ottawa, to Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan. Flights will be once daily and will continue from Ottawa to and from Montreal, operated by 75-seat Bombardier 705 aircraft, with both executive and economy seating. JetBlue Airways announced new daily nonstop service from Boston's Logan Airport to Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, beginning September 2nd. AirTran Airways will add a third daily flight from Milwaukee to Boston this July, and a fourth daily flight from Washington National this October. They will also introduce new nonstop flights from New Orleans in October and Sarasota-Bradenton, and resume seasonal service to Phoenix and Fort Lauderdale in November. Delta Airlines will drop its nonstop flight from Des Moines, Iowa, to New York's LaGuardia Airport on September 7th. Continental announced plans to begin nonstop flights with Boeing 787 aircraft, not yet delivered to any carrier, from its Houston hub to Auckland, New Zealand on November 16th, 2011, subject to government approval. Kudos to Continental for thinking so far ahead, especially during a merger. The route, approximately 7,400 miles, will be the longest from the hub, and will operate daily. Continental is expecting to take delivery of the 787 Dreamliner in August of 2011. American Airlines finally launched its new Chicago to Beijing flight. The service, several times delayed, will now operate 4 times weekly. Delta Airlines announced new service from Atlanta to Monrovia, Liberia. The service, set to begin September 4th, will stop in Accra, Ghana, and will operate once a week with Boeing 767-300 extended-range aircraft. Delta's previous attempt to begin service to Monrovia in June of last year was canceled at the last minute due to security concerns at the airport. More details on this at Flight Wisdom. AirTran Airways began nonstop service from Orlando International Airport to Midcontinental Airport in Wichita, Kansas. The service will operate only on Saturdays. And now, more from Dan Webb.
So it was announced by the DOT that Southwest actually qualifies as the largest taker of ancillary revenue in the United States.
Well, first, just in terms of total revenue, Southwest is not at the top. Right now, Delta is the top dog in that count. Southwest is number 4, still higher than some other major carriers, but not at the top. Yes, Southwest has been pushing ancillary revenue. They've been focusing on areas that they don't consider essential for travel. Southwest is saying that if you buy a ticket on us, you're going to get 2 free bags, you're going to get a free snack, you're going to get a free drink, and then the one other fee they avoid is no change fees. You'll pay a difference in fare, but not this $150 fee stuff. I personally like that flexibility. But they've been pushing other areas of ancillary revenue. So they've been pushing Business Select for a couple of years, which is, you know, maybe $20 higher than refundable fare. And they'll say, okay, we'll give you priority boarding. We're going to give you a free alcoholic beverage. And depending on whatever airport you're departing from, priority check-in and or priority security screening. Early bird check-in has made a lot of money for them, especially when you look at the margin on it. There's not a whole lot of costs associated with that product. It's just basically setting out the website and really not a whole lot else. So people definitely value that product. It's been bringing good revenue for them. They did raise their third check bag fee. Southwest is allowing small pets on board, and they've started charging for unaccompanied minors. So that's where some of that is coming from. But also, you need to look at things in perspective by the size of the airline. If someone said American has the highest costs in the industry, they don't mean that American had the physical highest bill for expenses. They'd usually be referring to their cost per available seat mile, spreading those costs over the size of the network. With Southwest being the largest domestic carrier, it makes sense, even though they don't charge the bag fees, they still have more ancillary revenue than smaller carriers. So the DOT published another interesting table that said the ancillary fee revenue as a percentage of total revenue, and then the picture becomes a lot clearer. If you look by total ancillary revenue, Spirit isn't even in the top 10. But then if you go to ancillary fee revenue compared to total operating revenue, Spirit jumps to the top, 21% of their revenue coming from ancillary sources in the fourth quarter of 2009. Southwest jumps to the bottom, sharing the bottom, tied with JetBlue at 5.8% of total revenue, with JetBlue being the other holdout with bag fees not charging for the first bag. And then we see other legacy carriers rise up to the top a little bit. Delta, it represents about 9.5% of their total revenue. You have to look at it as a percent of total revenue, or look at ancillary revenue per passenger, which I think gives you a much fairer comparison among the carriers.
For the basic price, what do you feel should be included, and what do you feel should be bundled out?
It's a very good question, and I think it's a question that even the airlines don't have an answer yet to. US Airways, for a while, they said no free beverages on board whatsoever, and then later they came back. So I think the airlines are still testing what do customers appreciate, because what customers say and what customers do can be different. I mean, for example, customers might say, well, I want my two free bags. But when customers go on their favorite booking tool and see what the difference in fare is, does that really make a difference? Right now, I kind of like the way JetBlue does it. I've never flown them, but I believe, and I think you have, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I think...
Yes, I fly them more than anybody else right now.
Yeah, so I think JetBlue, you're going to get your butt in the seat, of course, a free bag, and I believe the free snack and a free drink, right?
Your choice of six free snacks.
Okay, so
flights, two on their shorter flights.
I think that's pretty fair. I think Southwest going to the second bag, I think that's kind of generous. I'm not a huge fan of change fees. I can understand why the airline charges for them. I think I would take them a bit easier if they weren't $150 with a lot of carriers. I don't think there could be one right answer. I mean, if you look at Ryanair, the king of ancillary revenue, not everyone likes them, but hey, they're still incredibly popular. And if you don't like their business model, you fly with a full-service carrier. And I think the same argument could be made for Spirit. Their premise is your base fare includes only your butt in the seat, and if you want anything else, you're going to have to pay for it.
So what's your best idea for a fee that the airlines have yet to charge?
Ooh, one fee I found interesting is Air France rolled it out a few months ago, actually, and it wasn't really reported too heavily for a while. Which is hold a reservation for 24 hours. Some airlines have taken it back. Air France took a different path. I think they call it a new feature, time to wait. And if you see a fare, you like it, but you don't want to get rid of it, you can pay, like, I think it's 10 euros and hold on to the reservation for a couple weeks. I like that fee. I think that's something that actually adds value. That's how I feel about fees, is that you should pay for something that adds value to your experience. And that's what I didn't like about bag fees, something that was free before, and the airlines just it away. And that's why, obviously, I still like Southwest and JetBlue, but that's why I also really appreciate what Alaska does, which is we're going to make you pay for your bag, but since you're paying for it, you're going to expect some additional value from us. So if your bag's not out in 20 minutes, we're going to give you 2,000 frequent flyer miles. Airlines have realized that if you offer a good service, people will pay for it. There was a good article in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago, which was talking about buy onboard food. And it found that as airlines didn't give crap, once they increased the quality of their buy-on-board food, sales were increasing.
We want to thank Dan Webb for not pulling the rest of his editorial after he heard how we edited the first part. Dan will be interning in Washington for Flight Global this summer. Maybe we can get him back to show me some figures on where the profit is for Delta in Africa. Next week is the 100th episode of the Airplane Geeks podcast. The first episode of the Airplane Geeks podcast was released nearly 2 years ago, on June 10th, 2008.
and they have been getting steadily longer and more packed with a cast of characters and interesting guests ever since. So if you haven't already, check them out. If people are still listening when I get to 100 episodes, please write me and tell me so. Briefing 23 was released May 31st, 2010. Hey, bud. Psst. Come here.
Oh, okay.
Shh. On the go? In need of your latest aviation fix? Well, have I got a solution for you. The Flight Wisdom Briefing. Flight Wisdom offers you all the news you need. And it's light. So it fits into your busy day.
Perfect.
How do you get this wonder product? You can subscribe at briefing.flightwisdom.com today. The Flight Wisdom Briefing is available in a variety of easy subscription options. You can subscribe in iTunes, by RSS, or even by email. Then load it up and be on your way. So what are you waiting for?
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.